from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But let's start with the Patriots. Jacoby Brissett now officially your QB1, which I'm not a fan of.
No.
I think no one's a fan of. You said it properly yesterday, Keith. There are people who are good with managing Drake May.
Yes.
And taking your time with Drake May. There are no Jacoby Brissett people. There's no one who wants to watch Jacoby Brissett.
No, it's all about how they view protecting Drake May, or how do you best make Drake May a great player down the road. That's what everybody sort of is going on. I am surprised there's not a ton of outrage, right? Like, after the announcement came out yesterday, you know, we had 4 hours to take calls, read Twitter, read text, everything else. I feel like on Twitter, like always.
Big mad.
They're big mad about everything. Yeah. They're pissed about everything. But like the text line and even the Twitch chat and the calls that we took were more, oh, the offensive line's terrible. Like, you can't play it. Like, yeah. People were like resigned to the fact, like, yeah, Jacoby's the guy for right now. But I'm not surprised that this was the move. Like, all along throughout camp, all the beat writers are saying, like, all the first team reps going to Jacoby. He started all 3 preseason games. He was really viewed more so as the starter than Drake May, which I guess I have a question. We all feel like Drake May outperformed Brissett in the games and the last couple of weeks from those that are at practice, right?
100%.
All right. What if Drake May was way better? Like, let's say Drake May was far better than Mayo and Van Pelt and Elliot Wolf and Ben McAdoo, way better than they thought he was. Do you think Brissett still starts week one? Because I feel like if you win the job, you win the job. Like, let's say he won it in a landslide, but the offensive line's in the exact same state that it's in now. Do you think they would have trotted him out there?
No, I mean, not now. I don't think so. I think he could have won. And I don't, from what I saw in the preseason games, it wasn't a sizable gap, but he was better than Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah,
clearly
yeah.
Better. He just got to the league. Brissett's been here a decade, so obviously he has much more room for improvement, much more upside. I don't think it was the landslide you're describing, but no.
No,
it wasn't
a landslide. But
I think now, looking back on it, even if it were a landslide, it would be Brissett.
So that's sort of my take, too, is like he really did everything he could, because it was rigged, as great analogy Kern had with us earlier in the week about how, yeah, it's a competition like the Globetrotters and the Generals are a competition. So you already know the result. Or even like a WWE match, right? Like, it's predetermined.
How dare you?
Well, I know. I'm on the inside on this. I can still enjoy it.
Yeah, how dare
I don't know who's going to win, but they do. The guys in the ring know who's going to win. And I think Jacoby Brissett knew he was going to win. I don't know if they told Drake May. That'd be interesting. You know, his comments yesterday were, I thought, solid, right? Like, he's not, you know, crying about it, but he's also like, well, Jacoby did get all the first team reps.
Yeah, he's not crying, but he's letting you know, I never really got a fair shake.
How would we know what I look like with the first team if I'm never with the first team? So, yeah, this thing was kind of rigged. In an NFL where rookie quarterbacks play all the time, this draft class, they're all playing, with the exception of him and Penix. And Penix is in sort of a more unique situation than Drake May is. So, yeah, it's it was frustrating to get it confirmed yesterday, but I don't think anybody's all that surprised. But I'm more, I guess, surprised that people are just sort of like resigned to the fact, like, yeah, it's Brissett. Like, I'm not going to get all that bothered by it because the offensive line's bad.
Yeah, so my stance on it is, all right, so it's Jacoby Brissett. And we reacted to it yesterday, and I was surprised as well with Keith. And you can weigh in, 617-779-7937. I'd like to hear a little more Drake May outrage. I was surprised we didn't get as much of it yesterday. It was more what Keith said, measured, this is the right approach, protect the kid at all costs, get Jacoby Brissett in there. I love Jacoby Brissett. It was more of that. So again, phone 617-779-7937. You can text the show 37937. Or interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. My question now is, now what? So it's Brissett. So this is your plan? This is the team.
All season. That's what he said.
And it's the plan for this year, according to Gerard Mayo. He said that multiple times yesterday. So now what? So now am I supposed to be excited?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be interested? Am I supposed to be giving this team a chance? Am I supposed to wait for Drake May until Thanksgiving? What am I supposed? So now what? So now it's Jacoby Brissett. This was your big fancy plan.
Yeah.
No offensive line. No established wide receivers. I like the young receivers. No established wide receivers. You were going to try to win games on defense. Guess what? You traded Judon, Barmore, probably out for the whole year. So your defense is worse. Now what? The decision's over. Mm-hmm. It was something for fans to look forward to. Now you go with the 10-year veteran that's never been very good, never been a winner. Now what?
Now we're never going to hear Drake May's name again. It's just going to be a season where, I'm sorry. We're going to talk about him every single day. The only way we won't talk about Drake May is if in some crazy land, Jacoby Brissett throws for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, and they win. Right? It needs to be like both. They need to win, and he needs to play well for there not to be first question of the press conference, is it time for Drake May? Because you know the fans are going to be screaming for it. You know, week one, they're not at home, but week two, they're at home. Fans are going to be screaming for Drake May. And the schedule's tough. I mean, we both feel like even with Drake May, you're going to lose a ton of games. But with Jacoby Brissett, you're going to lose a ton of games. The offense isn't going to look great. And so every single press conference and interview that Gerard Mayo does, he is still going to be asked about Drake May until he's in there.
So we talked about this a lot late last year. Are you rooting for the Patriots? Are you rooting against the Patriots? Are you rooting for a draft pick? And a lot of fans were real hard asses about it. Like, how can you ever root against your team? How can you do that? How could you ever root against the Patriots?
Like, I would take a high pick. I mean, it's a little bit different than the other sports, I guess, but still.
But this year, like, now that it's Brissett, what are you rooting for? Are you rooting for the team?
I'm rooting for Drake May to play.
But are you okay? So you're rooting for them to lose and get smoked by the Bengals week one? What are you rooting for?
It's a weird spot as a fan. I mean, I think it would be I'm going to sort of thread the needle. I'm rooting for them to win, but Jacoby Brissett to play poorly enough where they make the quarterback change.
But if they're winning, they're not going to make the change, right?
What if they're winning 13-6 every
They're not going to make the change.
Yeah, then that's frustrating.
I don't think, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if he's playing that poorly and it turns into one of those things where like the defense is like, hey, we need a little bit of help
here. But they're winning.
Yeah. Well, but what if the offensive line is like, okay, like Brissett is throwing picks, but Brissett's not getting killed.
Yeah, trust me, I will be pounding the table for Drake May.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If they're asking me what they'll do, they won't make. If they're winning games, they won't make the switch.
Yeah, that's brutal. So he's got like a 10 quarterback rating. And they're trotting him out every week.
So are you rooting for him to throw 3 picks and get smoke week one so Drake May can get in there?
Dill Pickles
two?
In the chat says you want them to win 2-0 every week until Drake May plays. They went on a safety. The offense scores no points, but they win. Yeah, it's a tough thing to have happen.
You know, do you want them to go like 2-2 and just survive that first month and then hand off to Drake May? I still don't think 2-2 is enough for the team to want to make a transition. I'd imagine 2-2, they're happy with that, and Brissett's the starter now for a while.
You'd have to be thrilled with 2-2.
Yeah.
I think based on the roster and
would
the
you be
and
though? The if you're the
well,
team, you are, yeah, but as a fan, are you thrilled with the 2-2
start? I'm saying the team
will. Yeah.
Like if you're Mayo and Wolf, you're like, holy smokes, we have half the wins from last year in the first month.
Right.
I don't think it's happening, but yeah, you can wish for things.
So what do you root for as a fan? Like, I can answer my own question. I'm rooting for Brissett to go out, not get injured, but to go out there and throw.
What if the trainer hurts him like Tyrod Taylor, Justin Herbert? Are you rooting for that?
Then fine.
No,
but
obviously we're not psychopaths. We're not rooting for him to get hurt, but you're rooting for, like, what is going to trigger the QB change?
And then, you know, maybe beat up a little bit. You know, like that. Like it's you look at it and they're getting to him a little bit. He's a little bit rattled. Couple of picks. I'll be rooting for him to get bench week one.
What if
I'm rooting for him to go out and do exactly what we talked about with Josh Allen earlier this
week? What
about
this? Would they win week one?
Yeah.
Right? That's as a fan, you want them to win every game.
Already out.
Hold on. Week two, they're like, Brissett's obviously the guy,
mm-hmm.
so the stadium's not really full. And Robert Kraft says, it's the opener. We can't fill the opener. We're 1-0. We just beat the Bengals. We can't go. So then he would have to speed up the change in quarterback. We both agree that Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, he has to pressure it.
Can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if Robert Kraft goes like, hey, guys, let's have another meeting where what I say goes, and I kind of want people interested in this team, so let's go with the better quarterback and also the future quarterback, that's what you need. You need something to irritate Robert, and that would be, I think wins and losses would bug him, But so would not the stadium not being full.
Right. But then do you think they're going to go to Drake May on a short week going into the Jets? No.
No.
And they're not going to start him against the 49ers. So I think if you want Drake May early, and maybe you're fine with week five or week six, you can let us know. 617-779-7937. What are you rooting for now that Jacoby Brissett is the starter? Do you want him to play well? Do you want them to win? Do you want him to play horrifically so May gets in there?
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The only chance Drake May is playing the first month, outside of injury to Brissett, which we're not rooting for, the only way he gets in there the first month is if Brissett is so bad week one, they get him in against Seattle. It's the only place now that makes sense. Jets on a short week doesn't make sense. 49ers for your first start doesn't make sense. Until you get to weeks five and six, the Dolphins and the Texans, or you get to the bye week later on in the year, week two is your opportunity. So what am I rooting for? Brissett to go out and stink. Couple of picks. Doesn't make it through the first week, meaning like he gets benched. And it's exactly how it went with Nathan Peterman and Josh Allen. That's now officially what I'm, as a Patriots fan,
yeah,
that's what I'm rooting for. Disaster, clown show, mess. May gets in there, and he starts week two against Seattle.
Yeah, so you know what? So at least because as a fan, it's just a weird spot to be in. We dealt with it last year, right? Like, you're rooting for Chad Ryland to miss that kick against Denver, and he somehow makes it. Right. And you're like, you're going to screw him there. So you have to do what's best for the team long term. Like, if you almost feel like you're a GM as a fan watching the team. And so at least in that scenario where you just want them to get the doors blown off them against Cincinnati. That's a one-off. So it's not like you're rooting against them week in and week out. Right. It's not like 70. But if it looks
fight
so
the
bad,
bullet one game.
Yeah, but here's the other part. If the reason why Brissett is starting over May is specifically because the offensive line is so bad and they feel like it's just like he can't have any success with that, you need them to get smoked, but not because they're lining up improperly up front. They are, you know, if Jacoby Brissett gets sacked seven times and they lose 31-0, guess what? He's still back from
week
two.
It needs to be about Brissett's poor play, not the O-line.
He
I
needs
get what
to fumble
saying.
And throw picks, and, you know, the offense doesn't move the ball, but not because, you know, it's just Ole offensive line turnstiles. You know, that would be a key difference.
No, that's fair. So you can jump in on this. What are you rooting for? It's Brissett now. So now what? Yeah, you need to root for something. You need to root against something. When's the spot for Drake May? When's the right spot? Yeah. I like week two. I think week two is still in play, but if it's not week two, you're not going to see him until much later in the season. You're not going to see him the first month, barring injuries.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.